Last month, a SWAT team from Bellevue arrived around 5 a.m. in a Columbia City neighborhood to serve a warrant for a suspect. As the dramatic scene unfolded, suspect Russell Smith was shot and killed by three Bellevue police officers. Last night, at a community meeting with Bellevue and Seattle police officials, neighbors wanted answers about what happened. KUOW's Patricia Murphy was there.
Neighbors at the meeting were emotional as they described their terror that morning at hearing the explosions meant to distract the suspect and the shots that killed him. They say they were left terrified and confused while the street was locked down for 4 hours. Interim Seattle Police Chief Jim Pugel conceded that neighbors should have been more informed.
We should have done a much better job when we were at the scene, after the scene was stabilized, to communicate with everyone who was affected on that dead-end street, but also on South Hudson. And we will do better.
Members of Smith's family were there. They demanded an apology from Bellevue Police Chief Linda Pillow. However, Pillow's qualified apology drew an angry response from neighbors who dispute police accounts of what happened.
I am sorry for the loss of your brother. I am very sorry. The officers are very sorry. It should have not gone the way that it did. And again, like I said earlier, the suspect's action created a reaction.
Seattle police are investigating the incident. They say they'll forward their findings to the prosecutor's office in a couple of weeks. An inquest into the shooting could take up to 6 months. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.